a car bomb explosion yesterday at a fertility clinic in Palm Springs, California, east of Los Angeles, has left one person dead and at least four others wounded. Law enforcement is calling it an act of terrorism. NPR's Jason DeRose joins me now from Palm Springs. Hi, Jason.
Hello.
What do we know about what's happened?
Well, at about 11 o'clock local time Saturday in the morning, a major blast shook a neighborhood here in downtown Palm Springs. The explosion happened in the parking lot of American Reproductive Center's office, a place that does in vitro fertilization or IVF. It's a single-story stucco building with ceramic tile roof, now badly damaged, almost collapsed, really. It's right across the street from the hospital here. Windows for blocks around were blown out. People all over town could hear the explosion. Authorities said this was a powerful bomb, and debris is strewn across a five-lane road where the office is located, and pieces of the car landed blocks away. Now, the head of the fertility clinic posted on social media that nobody from his office was injured, and the Palm Springs police chief says all the embryos there were saved due to the work of the fire department.
What are authorities saying at this point about the explosion and who's responsible?
Well, the FBI reiterated today that this is an intentional act of terrorism. They say the Joint Terrorism Task Force is investigating. Assistant FBI Los Angeles Director Akil Davis named the primary suspect in the case. He said they are fairly confident it is Guy Edward Bartkus, 25 years old, from the city of 29 Palms here in California. Here's what Assistant Director Davis said.
The subject had nihilistic ideations, and this was a targeted attack against the IVF facility. Make no mistake, we are treating this, as I said yesterday, as an intentional act of terrorism.
Davis says that evaluation is based on the FBI investigation into some of the posts that Bartkus is believed to have made online, which authorities are combing through now. Davis says the suspect may have tried to live stream the attack online, and he says Bartkus is likely the one person who was killed in the attack. The U.S. Attorney's Office in the region says investigators are working to positively identify those remains. Now, of the four people who were wounded, authorities say they've been treated and have been released.
You mentioned that wide blast radius. What is the scene like today?
Well, as far as the town itself goes, you know, this is a resort town 2 hours east of Los Angeles. People come here to get away from the hustle and bustle of LA and spend the weekend. And today, as I was walking around, the explosion is the talk of the town. People are rattled. Roads all over town are blocked off. Police barricades are in place because authorities say, again, the blast sent debris over a multi-block area, and investigators are searching for evidence on the streets, in people's backyards, front yards, parking lots, all over the area. A large swath near downtown Palm Springs. There are also multiple canine units with dogs sniffing for evidence as well, but some streets are just now beginning to reopen.
You said before that the suspect, according to the FBI, is from 29 Palms. What's going on there?
Well, authorities say there is a second investigation site in that city. That's about an hour away, northeast of here, on the other side of Joshua Tree National Park. Large areas, neighborhoods there, have been blocked off and evacuated because of a fear of additional explosive material, the idea being that the suspect may have lived in the area. The FBI is investigating, and legal records suggest that a property in 29 Palms may belong to the suspect's mother.
That is NPR's Jason DeRose in Palm Springs, California. Thanks so much.
You're welcome.